Everybody will be asking.
Shai, can I read? Well, my name is now Chazung Mana Holtz. Mrs. Eva Holtz. I'm born in Poland in a small village. There is a Polish village. I remember when I was 3 years old, my sister got married. My older sister, she wasn't the oldest. I had only one sister and three brothers. Shmile, Dovid, I was the youngest in the family. 10 years later, I was born, but my brother was that time. I remember the wedding, I remember everything. After that wedding, but 6 months later, we had a big fire. It was all burnt, there's nothing left. That's what I remember. My father had saloons, they called Kretschmes, in a windmill. When we got burnt everything, we out just naked. Only the people, Polish, in the village brought us some dressing, that's what I remember. Then after about a year, my father and mother used to go to rabbis. Maybe they're gonna help him something. But I remember we don't have nothing to eat this day. When I was about 5 years old, I had my oldest brother, he told me, if I'm gonna tell somebody, oh, we got nothing to eat, he's gonna hit me very hard. And he used to do that. When people around the neighbors asked me, are you had something today for eat? I say, I don't know. So they asked me, are your father had some money? I don't know. Anything they asked me because my brother told me that if not, he kills me. So a lot of days, I don't have even bread to eat, you know. I remember one time, a Friday, my father, let him rest in peace, came over. He took me in his lap. And he cried so much as the tears was all over me. I feel to cry now. My mother was in a little village before, because there was before, to light the candles, they call Lichtbench. So she benched the licht over there, and then she came later. We don't have no more, we have a quarter milk and three little rolls, like they call here, just to make kiddush, you know, that's the prayers. And I said all the time, I don't know, that's all what I know. Then when I was but 10 years old, my father was very sick. You know how it is, we don't have no money for a doctor. So my mother took me to my sister, and my sister was very poor too. At the same time, her husband he got a cold and he got TB. When he was 27 years old, he passed away, and he left them with four children. And you can imagine, she don't have nothing. I was there. So I said to her, I want to go home. She said, where are you going? Your father died. Your mother's dead. Don't have no letters, nothing. So I say, please, let me go. She was so bitter, you know. She hit me very bad. I cry. So I wash the clothes outside, you know, funny, in the winter time. I got a cold. And that was just before they call Astatonis, you know, before Purim. So I was fasting, you know, 10 years old, I was a big girl, and washing the clothes, so I got pneumonia too. So she said, I'm lazy, I don't want to eat. That's why I'm not sick. Well, all right. So then I went. I went from little city to a little city, being a little girl and asking some people. I had a few pennies, and I came home. I find my father very sick. He, my mother, grabbed me, kissed me. He said, don't worry, my child. So the That's really a shame to say where we was living, just in a cold, just like a storage room. Really, there was a storage room. So we lived there, and that time, my brother was 18 years old, and he was, but 18, 19, and he went to a big city, to Warsaw. He works there a little bit. He came home, he was 21 years old. They took him for a soldier. My other brother got married. They all was very poor. So the time is gone. Somebody told me, what is the use of what you stay at home? Why don't you go and do something for a living? You know, you're a girl but 12 years old. So not but 4 miles from us was a little factory, you know, they used to make shawls. And they get me a job. 60 cents, there was European 60 cents, you know. A week to work. And when I was working there, so I was a very bad worker. Everything what I'm doing was opposite, you know. Everything was broken. And they, to tell you the truth, they threw me out from there too. So I came home. I came home back to my mother. My mother, let her rest in peace, was very good. She said, don't worry. What we eat, you're going to eat. So the thing is that she don't have nothing and she give me nothing. So that was all right. Then I got sick. They call in America typhoid fever. I was 8 weeks very sick. It was in my sister's house because she was a widow and I helped the children, you know, there. And she don't tell my mother. And no doctor, 8 weeks, only they put some not ice on the snow. They put on my head, you know, to fix me. So everything went in my ear and I got a earache too. That's not enough, still I'm alive. Well, now when I was, 15 years old, I met some young fella. And you know, like a young girl, I fall in love. I don't know if he loves me or I love him. And we went around about 2 years. He was very polite, very nice. His father was very rich. And then I don't know what happened. His mother don't want me, you know, poor girl. So he went away. They took him for a soldier, you know, in the Russian army. When they took him, I was very lonesome, very poor, you know how it is. So it just happens, I was in a station to go with my sister-in-law in another city for something, I don't remember. So they called the city Brest-Litovsk, you know, big station there. And I hear that some two fellas were sitting, one said to the other, look at that looking girl, she's a beautiful blonde. I hope not to die and to have a wife like her. Well, I went over and I said, you like me? He said, yes. I say, listen, that cost a lot of money to have a wife like this. So he said, well, that's all right. He said, where do you live? I say, what shall I, you know, in Jewish that comes out, from one side here, so in a fleshling glazel, you know, that's in a bottle, in a glass, that means whiskey. So anyways, he find out who I am and he start writing letters. So when the letters came in Polish, one was in Hebrew. So my family asked me who is the verschleppte Kring, that means some kind of a sickness. I say, who knows, I don't know myself, and he's from Warsaw, in a big city. Well, anyways, he came over and he started talking. I don't know what happens, and I was engaged. I was engaged, and my older brother said, God in heaven, look at what we're doing. God knows who he is. Maybe a tramp, maybe a bomb. Maybe they say like a Katarinchik, what, you know, what they play, the Ogigogi. I don't know what it is, anyways. I start fainting. I don't know the fellow from heaven. I haven't even heard of him. I don't know. So, well, anyways, when I start fainting, so, you know, a young fella, he went over and he kissed me. When he kissed me, so don't say that trouble. It was worse than trouble. So they start saying, now I see it's not good. Well, anyways, don't take very long. There was a woman in a village a Jewish woman. She said, what is the use to go on a run? He brings everything. He's a rich fella. He gives her everything. Make the wedding. So they asked him, yeah, you want to give everything? He said, yes, he's willing. So he took me to Warsaw. He wants to take me. And I was afraid to go with him. Maybe he's going to sell me someplace. I don't know. I was a good-looking girl, you know, nice, blonde, beautiful hair. So I'm supposed to be there Friday. So I don't want to go. So Sunday morning he came over. So my mother said, see, that's why he wants you. He's going to sell you to somebody, maybe to Africa, who knows. So anyways, he took me there, and I was in his parents' house, very nice. And my father-in-law, let him rest in peace. My mother-in-law was a very religious people. Not talking too long, he made me beautiful things. He bought me, like you say in Europe, they say a poor rotunda, you know, from mink. Oh, boy. When I came home, they'd recognize me. I look like a princess. And they're making fun of me. You know how it is. So, all right, to the three months, I married that fella. I married that fella. So it goes, you know, good, bad, bad, good. I wasn't crazy about him. But that's all right. He was so good. Till I had four children, God bless him. That means three sons and a daughter. So my oldest daughter is Sarah, and my son is Abraham, and my other and twin boys. One is Jack and Sal. Very nice family. I'm very happy now. Well, anyways, I start coming back, you know, to my marriage. My lover came four years later, you know, and he start. I say no. So not like this. Not very long, one away, 4 years, I lived with my husband, but he passed away about 19 years ago. So 3 years later, when my husband passed away, my children was married, I was alone. So who I met? My first lover. He came over and somebody said, well, not making short that story, you know. I got married with him. So I got married. So to tell you the truth, I pay for my mistake when I married him very much. Cost me about $5,000. In trouble was maybe about $25,000, you know, what I had. He was a sick man, so he came to me. Now, so I told my story, everything, you know. Now I'm all alone in the world, just my children, God bless them. My brothers is dead, my sister died not long ago. She was only 89 years old, 89. And I don't know, I'm ashamed to say, well, I'm gonna tell my seven. That's what my children said, I don't know really. They made me a party, but 2 years ago, they say I'm 75. To tell you the truth, you know, in the old country, I don't know, we don't have birth certificates, nothing, you know, just like this. Born is born, raised like raised. So this is my story. Now, I had very, very nice family, God bless them. I got a daughter, she's got three children, very nice son, he graduated college. The daughters, they married very fine fellas. My other son, you know, that's my daughter's the oldest. So he's got a very nice family. He himself had two grandchildren. This means I'm a great grandmother, see? My daughter's a grandmother. I'm a great grandmother. And he's got three children, four, I beg your pardon. And two daughters, one is 6.5 years old, an angel. And he's got a son, 15, 16 years is gonna be, God bless him. There is a second angel, he's the biggest angel. Then he's got a son, Jimmy. So he's a wonderful, and I'm very proud that my other sons, he had three children, very nice. One and a half an adopted girl, and she's very nice. So now I'm telling you, only I'm all alone, I got everything, my own support. I don't need my children, they give me very much respect. What else a person wants in his life? So for all my troubles what I had in my life, so now I have Gott sei Dank Nachas. That means happiness. Because I want my children, my great children, great grandchildren, to know that what I said, see? So that's why I'm saying heaven, heaven. Now, maybe I finish with a little song, huh? Yeah. So I'm going to sing, they call Business in America. That's all what I can. I'm supposed to sing that long ago, you know, for the bar mitzvahs and this. Gott sei Dank, I'm a very happy grandmother, great-grandmother. Everybody said, I'm your favorite. They all my favorite, God bless it. So now I'm going to sing you Business in America. Yeah? All right.
Yeah.
It's very Miranda. Oh, business is doch alles gestellt. Business tut man auch in der ganzen Welt. Durch Business wären Menschen rach. Im Business macht man Geld als Sach. Business sucht man is a gute Sach. Wenn das Fleisch beim Butcher sehr lach kuscher fein, dort wie treibt me geuchet kuscher sein. Aber wenn a Schale fragt, dem gab es Wapp, als der Ruf hat Meure fahr sein Job. Frag ich mir, wo's ist du's? Entfahrt me mir kalt. Business in Amerika, Business in Amerika, jeder einer weiß ein Fach, als bloffen, bloffen alle glach. Business in Amerika ist sich hochgestellt, bin a gambeta belli, krieg da Georgia heilig, du in Golden Land. Benche is gewein a boila jink, Business pflegt a machen sehr grink. A Partner überall gewein, in jedens Packet, die Watschen schön, Business pflegt a machen sehr schön. Plitzling hat man immer mal bei Nacht, bin a fremde Häus in Kort herangebracht, geht bekannt, mit dem George is doch, Hand in Hand. Frag ich mir, wo's is du's, entfahrt me mir kalt. Business in Amerika, Business in Amerika, jeder einer weiß ein Fach, a Georgia ganne falle glach. Business in Amerika, Isar geht bekannt, wenn der Ganef Gamm wird, der Bailey kriegt der Georgia heilig, du in goldenem Land. Das ist alles. All right?
Thank you. Ja. Ja. Ja.
Ich habe nicht erzählt alles, was ich gewesen.
My name is Sam Bluestein, and I'm the oldest nephew of Tante Eva Holtz. And I have some memories to tell this people what I lived through in the time when she was telling about the wedding, about the engagement, and about the children. Then I have to add something. I remember, like the day when she came over and she brought over her future husband and she introduced to us, and we was all against this marriage because the way he looked and the way he spoke, it was funny. My father and my uncle, they was all against this marriage at the time. Only one thing was a good thing for me. He brought from Warsaw, from the bakery, chocolate cake. The only trouble was unlocked. What did I do? I picked up the cover, I had a small hand, and stick it in the hand, and little by little I started to grab pieces. Till they had to come, they opened it up, was nothing left there, and they nearly killed me. And I remember the wedding, they were playing, they brought musicians from a little city, I remember like today, and there was a flute player, very tall, And a lot of fellas took a sack with mud and threw it to this flute player's face, and he tumbled it over. And I remember they had the ceremony right outside, and it was a lot of mud. And I know my aunt was a very beautiful girl, and she was a nice singer. And I remember the musician asked her to sing. And her new husband was very jealous, and he was very angry because she was singing a song. Then they moved away, and later on, years to come, we met again. Well, my uncle was already in the United States, and my aunt came back from the United States. We went together to America. The only thing is, I remember the boys. This I'll never forget. When they went away from this city, they called the Machua, all the people made a party because they got rid of them. And then, when we came here to this country, I had a lot of trouble with them, because they always fighting, and I was trying to make peace. Once I was left in the apartment with them, and an old woman living downstairs came up, and she says, "My God, I can't stand it. They're breaking up the house." And I told them, says, to keep quiet. They wouldn't listen to me. He says to me, "What do you think? It's Europe. This is America." And I had a big strap. I took off the strap, and I started to beat him. Says, "I'll call a policeman." Says, "Yes, for the policeman too." I gave him a beating. Then my aunt came home, and she was very angry because I beat up every one of them. And then, all right, we made peace. Everything was all right. And I stayed with my uncle. Then I would like to tell a little story about the business when I came to this country. I went paddling. There was a holiday in Charleston, June the 17th. My uncle tells me, says, "Chopsel, don't go there. There's a lot of bumps and they'll kill you." And I was a very strong guy and I was not afraid. Who did I took? I took my cousin. Well, he was a little guy, and we went to Charleston in South Flax. Before we came here to the place where the main carousel and all that, and a woman stops me and says, she took a bought a flag and gave me a quarter, and my cousin comes over, "Sam, all right." I says, "What happened?" So they took already four flags for me. The boys decided to attack him. Then I grabbed two boys and I locked them together, and then they didn't bother. We stayed till about 1 o'clock. Then I says to him, "Well, let's go home. It's 1 o'clock, let's go home." We started to go home, about 200 guys grabbed us, and one guy hit me right here in the eye, and he made me a blue eye. And we couldn't speak English. The only thing we was hollering, "Gewalt, Gewalt, Gewalt." The cops came over and asked him, "What happened?" Then we didn't know how to say in English. We were saying, "The bombs, the bombs." And I lost my hat, and we went home. When I came home, I said to my aunt, "Tante, I'm a citizen. I got a blue eye already. I'm a citizen already." And that was one story. Then my nephew, we went to visit to some friends, and after we stayed till about 12:30, we started to go home. In Boston, it's a blue Sunday. Everything is closed. You can't get no place. When we went out of the house, maybe it's not nice to say, we went out of the house, my cousin says to me, "Sam, I got cramps." I said, "What do you want me to do?" "Why did?" He says, "I never saw this in the house. It's a restroom where I'm afraid to go." We started to run. We run, we came over. My aunt was living in a very fancy house. The bell was outside with a wire. When he came over, he grabbed the wire and he pulled it so hard, the wire came down. My aunt was sleeping already, and she forgot the window's closed. She ran over to the window and locked the window. She went right through with her head. Then she says, what happened? Then my cousin says, all right, never mind, it's too late already. All right, then what?
Rags.
Tell them about coming off the boat.
Show them the goods.
Then I was trying to make all kind of business. My aunt says to me, it's a very good business, says to go in old clothes. And I was around peddling. I come in there and I think it was South Boston, and I knock on the door and a woman comes out, she talks to me, I don't know what she was talking. She says, you got something to sell? She says, yeah, come in. She comes in, I come in and says, you got to sell? Yes. And I see she closes the window shade. I says, show me the goods. She goes over and show me the goods. I run out, I was afraid that I'll be arrested, and I run away. And then another thing happened. My aunt, she rest in peace, says it's a good business in the United States selling coal and ice. And I had a white collar and I went peddling the ice. In about 3 hours I peddled that season, this is no business for me. And I went over, there was a grocery right in there, the corner. I says, you want to buy ice? Do you remember I come and stay at the grocery? She says, yes, bring it in. I brought in a big cake of ice and threw it into the bottle, so I broke all the bottles with the milk. The milk, the grocery was supposed to kill me. I run out, I don't want no money for the ice anymore. Then...
the vegetable.
Yeah. Then we went on the fairs to sell a loose mane. I remember like today.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And the rest of the piece tell me to go out and sell balloons. I was going with a bunch of balloons. And I see every time a balloon, pop, pop. I look around, a fella goes in the back with a pin and pinches the balloons. I didn't know from nothing, I hit him so hard, and he turned over, where I fell, on a pregnant woman. And the farmers came out and they wanted to lynch me. And I can't speak English. Luckily, there was a fella from New York, he was in the fortune teller. And he went over to the farmers and he says, listen, fella, this fella is bothering this man and he was pinching his balloons and he don't speak English. Naturally, he hit him. Then he let me go. Then a lot of experience I had. And, well, stop a minute. Let me get it out.